I'm Bill Lessard.
And I'm Steve Baldwin.
And this is The Real Web. Today we're talking with Sean Kennedy and James O'Brien of Rant Radio.
On the outside of things, what you're doing seems really exciting. It's rebellious, it's, you know, pump up the volume, it's all this kind of like, let's take radio back to what it used to be. What is the reality?
The reality is actually pretty close to the same. It's very exciting for us because of the involvement of the listeners. And I think that might be what separates us from a lot of the other radio stations on the internet, that you just tune in and listen, and that's all. That's the extent of your involvement. But with us, we get promos sent to us made by our listeners, and we've got pictures, and they make graphics for us, and
art, rants, a lot of recordings done, people sending it in, and a lot of young people just generally kind of ticked off with social and economic and governmental conditions, and they feel like they need a voice, and we give them that voice.
This is perhaps a fatuous question, but why do you feel that people are so pissed off?
If you take a look around in what's been going on with our society, there's, up until recently, could you imagine what would happen if the internet hadn't occurred? Right now we have the wage slave state, which is being implicated by major corporations such as, I won't do any names because you probably won't be able to put them in the interview, but major corporations, they hire people on for minimum wage type. They hype them all up using cult tactics like, you know, you're part of the team, insert catchphrase here, and they lie to young people and old people alike, and everyone winds up with like a McDonald's type position, only instead of flipping burgers, you're flipping code or flipping lumber.
But you still get a name tag.
But you still get your name tag, and gosh darn it, you take one for the team. And that used to sell, but it's not selling anymore. And now most of the X generation is getting older, and we're beginning to realize that we weren't raised, we were distracted for most of our lives. And it's starting, we're a little bit pissed off about it now. And thankfully, because of the internet and because of the IT trades, we have an ability to...
We now have a voice. There's a way to get the non-corporate people's voice out to the rest of the world uncensored.
And, yeah, and very, very straight up. And that way, people understand that you know, you're not alone. There is... you're not the only one who thinks that, you know, their life is shit. And they want to connect with other people. And that's what Rant Radio and that's what the cult site's all about.
So do you think that... what Rant Radio is just an extension of, or the latest manifestation of what we've already been seeing? I mean, several months ago there were the protests against the WTO in Seattle. Then it was the World Bank in D.C. last month.
I don't know if I'd agree with that, but because Rant Radio, we started Rant Radio with pretty good response a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And it's been coming for a long time. I think the reason why the new economy is so vibrant is because of people, and people are refreshed by the change, by the dynamics of change, so that now they can finally progress on a level where, you know, old school thinking and old school mentality, instead of being, you know, the standby, is now the kiss of death. And I think that because they've had that breath of the new technology and the new culture, this is why the protests are happening, because people now more than ever believe that protests and rebelling and speaking out, it actually works.
And it's a lot easier for people to do that nowadays with everyone having an internet connection, and somebody can look like a huge corporation by just putting up a really nice website and making themselves look really important. It gives people a very simple way to put their views on the internet, and Rant Radio is one of those places that you can do that.
You've been listening to part one of our conversation with Sean Kennedy and James O'Brien. Stay tuned for more of The Real Web.